When the world shows us it's incapable of mercy, we stay up all night and practice how to be merciful when it's still 90 degrees and the constant heat is an assault no different than living on the sun. By fall, when hurricane season recedes, we'll think we're all right. We'll notice the death toll in Istanbul and Bangladesh and Baghdad and think we're fine. The world allowing us 30-degree mornings, frost stiff on the grass. We'll pull bed sheets over the palm trees so they don't die from the cold, as a man shoots his wife and leaves her body in the yard, a block away, and we'll know death isn't halfway across the world while we're cleaning the grout and filling up the car. Perhaps the only mercy that matters on this wild Gulf shore is when I ask what you remember of snow, of digging the car out of a ditch after we spun out on a highway slick with black ice, and you respond with your hands in my hair like it's wind that's the same everywhere. It's what we don't say that makes us stay, when love isn't something done to us in the absence of mercy, but the sun threading the lanai after months of rain.